With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has passed the Republican-led legislation preventing a midnight government shutdown by a vote of 54 to 46. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he voted for the funding bill instead of letting the government shut down.
The CR is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
While Senate Majority Leader John Thune believes the bill is good for America.
It is our best option to make sure that last year's failure by Democrats doesn't interfere with this year's appropriations process. And I'm hopeful that enough Democrats will reject their party's threat of shutting down the government to get this bill passed today. As I said yesterday, it's time to move on.
10 Democrats, including Minority Leader Schumer, voted for the bill. Also at SRNnews.com, former central banker Mark Carney has sworn in as Canada's new prime minister on Friday and will now try to steer his country through a trade war brought by President Trump, annexation threats, and an expected federal election.
It is my honor to respond to the Governor General's request that I form a government. And it's a solemn duty to serve as prime minister at this time of great consequence for our country.
The 59-year-old replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January but remained in power until the Liberal Party elected a new leader. Carney is widely expected to trigger a general election for the coming days or weeks. The replacements for NASA's two stuck astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. SpaceX launched the new crew from Florida's Kennedy Space Center last night. The four astronauts should reach the space station coming up sometime tomorrow. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Congress is worried about Nigeria. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A House subcommittee has been taking testimony on the violent persecution of Christians in that African nation. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins told lawmakers, quote, "The world is not paying enough attention to the growing humanitarian disaster in Nigeria, despite its strategic importance as Africa's most populous country. Muslim terrorists have been murdering Christians for two decades there, and the government seems to be turning a blind eye." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says she hopes to rule next week on whether to block President Trump's order banning transgender people from serving in the military. U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes says it's her strong hope that she will issue a decision next Tuesday or Wednesday. In a hearing, the judge frequently sounded hostile toward the president's order, suggesting to some observers that she had already made up her mind. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallied to its best day in months. We hear more on this one. One day recovery to each of the three markets. From our correspondent, Damian Troisi, reporting from New York.
Stocks rallied Friday for their best day since November's election, but that wasn't enough to keep Wall Street from a fourth straight losing week. The S&P 500 rose 2.1%, a day after closing more than 10% below its record for its first correction since 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.7%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2.6%. Every major index notched a loss for the week. Wall Street is under growing pressure amid an escalating trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners. Tariffs on a wide range of goods could reignite inflation, crimp consumer spending, and stunt economic growth. Damian Troisi, New York.
You'll find more details on these stories, plus other breaking news and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.